The United States continues to strike at Taliban targets in Afghanistan, but around the capital city, Kabul, the time has come to clear the American bombs that did not go off. Afghan disposal experts have quite a bit of experience removing Soviet ordnance. Now they're learning about American bombs. NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Kabul.
A UN disposal team has found a 500-pound unexploded American bomb along a major road leading out of Kabul. It's stuck in the tarmac. Afghan supervisor Mir Mohammed Shakir orders his men to drag the bomb off to the side into a prepared trench. Shakir supports the U.S. strikes against the Taliban, but he says this bomb was way off the mark.
No, there is no Taliban military in this place. This was a mistake, yes.
Shakir was nearly the victim of another U.S. mistake when an American missile struck the U.N. demining office. His boss, Peter Lesser, calls him the luckiest man in Afghanistan.
He was two rooms away from where the actual missile struck, and the wall collapsed on top of him.
Lesser has located six unexploded bombs in the capital alone, and if past experience is any guide, he estimates 5 to 10% of the bombs the U.S. has dropped across Afghanistan have failed to go off. Outside Kabul, unexploded cluster bombs have been found along roadways, plus mines the Taliban laid. All this in addition to the thousands of bombs and mines the Soviets left here. The UN team fills dozens of bags with thousands of pounds of sand. They line the trench and surround the bomb. Lesser then tries unsuccessfully to defuse the bomb. In the end, he has to use a special charge.
And with a bit of luck, there should be only a small explosion. It splits the bomb casing apart and scatters the explosive. We can then pick up the explosive pieces because those aren't too sensitive. If we're unlucky, the bomb will explode, but the sandbag walls are designed to take a lot of the blast.
Team members clear the area, and from 1,000 feet away, behind a wall, Lesser detonates the charge. While local Afghans and traffic are kept at bay, Peter Lesser checks. It was a success. Now it's on to the next one, and Lesser expects to find a lot more unexploded bombs.
Especially buried bombs, yeah. A lot of them go in the ground fairly deeply.
With all the ordnance dropped on this country over the past 23 years, he anticipates it will take another 10 to 20 years to finish the job. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.